Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says country will become truly developed only when tribal people also become developed. Greets people on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. President emphasizes that new consciousness is being spread across the country for tribal pride and ideals of constitution. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi assures that development of Maharashtra is priority for NDA and Mahayuti governments. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge accuses BJP leaders of making false promises to the people of Maharashtra. Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and Yogi Adityanath, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren and RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav hold election rallies in Jharkhand. New Delhi says Indian agencies will follow up on extradition request of designated terrorist Arsh Dalla, who was arrested in Canada recently. Counting for parliamentary elections underway in Sri Lanka. And in hockey, India thrashed Thailand 13-0 in Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the country will become truly developed only when the tribal people also become developed. Addressing the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas this evening, the president said fast-paced progress of the tribal communities is national priority. President Murmu observed that a new consciousness is being spread across the country for tribal pride and the ideals of the constitution.
जनजातीय गौरव तथा संविधान के आदर्शों के प्रति देश में नई चेतना का संचार हो रहा है तथा इस चेतना को कार्यरूप दिया जा रहा है। ये भावना जनजातीय समाज सहित पूरे देश के उज्जवल भविष्य का आधार बनेगी।
The president said the nation wants that the centuries-old identities of the tribal communities remain intact and at the same time they continue to march ahead on the path of modern development. President Murmu emphasized that the present government is taking forward the journey of tribal development and the welfare at a fast pace.
वर्तमान सरकार ने जनजातीय विकास और कल्याण की यात्रा को तेज गति से बहुत आगे बढ़ाया है बहुत बड़े पैमाने पर अनेक अभियान और कार्यक्रम चलाए जा रहे हैं विकास और कल्याण के सभी राष्ट्रीय कार्यक्रम में जनजातीय समाज तक सभी सुविधाएं पहुंचाने के विशेष उपाय किए गए हैं इसके अलावा जनजातीय समुदाय के लिए अलग से विशेष योजनाएं चलाई जा रही है
The president pointed out that special measures have been taken to provide all facilities to the tribal people in all national programs of development and welfare. The president said special schemes are also being implemented for the benefit of the tribal communities, and it is being ensured that the benefits of major national schemes reach all tribal beneficiaries in a timely manner. The president stated that the PM Janman Abhiyan launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the day of Janjati Gaurav Divas last year, aims to bring about comprehensive development of the people of the particularly vulnerable tribal group, PVTG communities.
पीएम जनमन अभियान का उद्देश्य देश के पीवीटीजी समुदाय के लोगों का व्यापक विकास करना है इस अभियान के तहत 26,000 करोड़ रुपया से अधिक की लागत से 3 वर्ष की समय सीमा के पहले ही अनेक सुविधाओं को पीवीटीजी समुदाय के लोगों तक पहुंचाने का लक्ष्य रखा गया है
President Murmu highlighted that this year, on the birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, the central government launched the Dharti Aba Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan from the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. She emphasized that the objective of this campaign, with an allocation of 80,000 crore rupees, is to ensure that every tribal person gets the benefit of government schemes. More than 5 crore tribal people will benefit from this nationwide campaign.
लगभग 80,000 करोड़ रुपया की लागत वाले इस अभियान का लक्ष्य है कि हर जनजातीय व्यक्ति को सरकार की योजनाओं का लाभ पहुंचे सड़कों और मोबाइल कनेक्टिविटी के द्वारा हर जनजातीय गांव जुड़ सके सभी जनजातीय परिवार के पास अपना पक्का घर हो विकास और कल्याण के इस अभियान से लगभग 63,000 जनजातीय गाँव लाभान्वित होंगे
The president said the target of eliminating sickle cell anemia from the tribal society is included under the goal of building a developed India by 2047. She said it is noteworthy that the allocation of funds for the Development Action Plan for Scheduled Tribes has increased manifold during the last decade. The budget of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs for the year 2024-25 is 13,000 crore rupees, which is 74% more than last year's budget. Conveying her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Janjati Gaurav Divas, President Murmu said, "The nation is commencing the year-long celebration of the 150th birth anniversary of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. On behalf of all the fellow citizens, she paid homage to the sacred memory of Bhagwan Birsa Munda." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjati Gaurav Divas. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honor of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 a.m. onwards on its FM Gold and Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Evening News. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Addressing a public rally in Panvel today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that development of Maharashtra is the priority for the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state. Addressing an election rally in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar district of Marathwada, he highlighted that investment agreements bringing in over 70,000 crore rupees have been signed for the region and projects worth more than 45,000 crore rupees are already operational in Marathwada. The Prime Minister alleged that the MVA alliance has done nothing but increase the problems of the state.
छत्रपति संभाजीनगर में पानी की सप्लाई के लिए महायुति सरकार ने 1600 करोड़ रुपए से भी ज्यादा दिए थे. इस पर भी अगाड़ी वालों ने ब्रेक लगा दिया था. अब जब उसे दोबारा शुरू किया गया है तो इस योजना की लागत बहुत बढ़ गई है. इसके लिए अब केंद्र सरकार अलग से 700 करोड़ रुपए दे रही है. ये फर्क है महायुति और अगाड़ी वालों में.
On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Igatpuri where he accused BJP leaders of making false promises to the people of Maharashtra. Addressing a couple of rallies in Nandher and Nandurbar districts, Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, alleged that the NDA government is ignoring the tribal community. More from our correspondent.
Addressing a couple of rallies in Nandher and Nandurbar district, Rahul Gandhi claimed that the BJP wants to deny the tribal community its right over land, water and forest. He added that the Congress is determined to protect the constitution and reservation rights. Canvassing for the NCP Charachandra Pawar group in Nasik, Supriya Sule said the Mahayuti's Latki Behen scheme is just a poll plank introduced by the Mahayuti to woo women voters. On the other hand, campaigning for the BJP in Pune, former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister and BJP leader Jairam Thakur urged citizens to vote for the Mahayuti as only the BJP, Shiv Sena, NCP combined can ensure development and fulfill all poll promises. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray addressed a rally in Ahilyanagar, while Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray campaigned in Ratnagiri. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar addressed a rally in Dindori, while MNS Chief Raj Thackeray addressed rallies in Pune and Bhiwandi. Nisha Rani, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and India bloc are making allegations and counter-allegations to garner support for their party candidates. While addressing election meetings at Giridih, Bokaro and Gandhi, senior BJP leader and union minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators.
Hemant Sarkar ka dhyan झारखंड में कल कारखाने लगे इसके लिए नहीं है. आयरन ओर की खदाने हैं, इसका उत्पादन यहाँ हो के लिए नहीं. उनका ध्यान केवल और केवल घुसपैठियों को घुसाने के लिए है.
Mr. Shah assured that if BJP is voted to power, law will be framed to oust the infiltrators. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed an election meeting in Dhanbad. On the other hand, addressing election meeting at Dumka, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren blamed the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand.
Raj alag hone ke baad pehli baar ye bhajpa ki sarkar NDA ki sarkar ko humne satta se bahar nikala hai. Satta se bahar rehne ke baad inki halat aisi ho gayi hai mano bina pani ka machli. Hum log logo ko jhoota aashwasan jhoota raashan nahi dete hain. हम लोग जो कहते हैं वो करके दिखाते हैं, ये हम लोग का पहचान.
Addressing an election rally at Jamtara, senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said, issue-based and positive politics should be adopted by political parties. Leaders of the Congress, AJSU and left parties also addressed poll rallies and roadshows in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. As part of our ongoing series on constituency profiles ahead of the assembly elections in Maharashtra, today we focus on Kolhapur North constituency. More from our correspondent.
The official candidate of Congress, Madhuri Maharaje, withdrew from the contest at the last moment, creating chaos in the Maha Vikas Aghadi. Mahayuti has fielded Shiv Sena candidate Rajesh Kshirsagar, a strong former MLA, while Congress has backed the candidature of Rajesh Latkar. Congress ended its political drought in Kolhapur when Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj won the Lok Sabha seat. Now Congress is also having upper hand in the distribution of seats in Maha Vikas Aghadi, with 5 of the 8 assembly seats in the district. But withdrawal of Madhuri Maharaje may cause the party, as its back candidate is contesting without the party symbol. Present Congress MLA Jayashri Jadhav switched to Shiv Sena as she was denied ticket by the party. Mahayuti candidate Rajesh Kshirsagar has done some good groundworks in the constituency while he was chairman of the state planning board. Managing the monsoon floods, pollution of Panchaganga river and construction of overbridges in the city are the major issues in this election. Manoj Kshirsagar, Akashvani News, Pune.
External Affairs Ministry today said Indian agencies will be following up on an extradition request of designated terrorist Arsh Singh Gill, alias Arsh Dalla, who was arrested in Canada recently. Arsh Dalla is the de facto chief of the Khalistan Tiger Force. In response to media queries regarding his arrest in Canada, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal stated that given Arsh Dalla's criminal record in India and his involvement in similarly illegal activities in Canada, it is expected that he will be extradited or deported to face justice in India. In Sri Lanka, polling for parliamentary elections concluded with a reported turnout of around 65%. Voting was peaceful and no incidents were reported from across the island. Counting of votes is currently underway at all counting centres, with a likelihood of announcement of results from postal ballots later tonight. More from our Colombo correspondent.
After successful completion of voting in the parliamentary election, counting of votes began this evening, with postal ballots being counted first. The election commission has said that results for the postal votes will be announced later tonight, while the final results are likely to be announced tomorrow. Sri Lanka's parliamentary election, which follows proportional representation model, will decide the fate of 8,800 candidates as they seek to enter the 225-member parliament. After casting his vote, President Anuragha Desanayake stated that his party anticipated a strong mandate for the parliament, which he deemed sufficient for them. The election has a huge bearing on the future course of the crisis-stricken island nation, as President Desanayake aims to secure a parliamentary majority to implement his reform plan. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeated Thailand 13-0 in the third match at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. Deepika scored 5 goals, while Preeti Dubey, Lal Remisyami and Manisha Chauhan each contributed 2 goals to India's sweeping victory. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says, country will become truly developed only when tribal people also become developed. Greets people on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. President emphasizes that new consciousness is being spread across the country for tribal pride and ideals of constitution. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi assures that development of Maharashtra is priority for NDA and Mahayuti governments. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge accuses BJP leaders of making false promises to the people of Maharashtra. Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and Yogi Adityanath, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren and RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav hold election rallies in Jharkhand. New Delhi says Indian agencies will follow up on extradition request of designated terrorist Arsh Dalla, who was arrested in Canada recently. Counting for parliamentary elections underway in Sri Lanka. And in hockey, India thrashed Thailand 13-0 in Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar.